USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin showed no regrets for the war against Ukraine, insisting it was going to plan and playing down any nuclear standoff with the West, while both sides prepared for what could be a key battle in Kherson in Ukraine's south. Putin had a familiar litany of grievances against Western opponents as he addressed the conference in Moscow, accusing the West of inciting the war and of playing a dangerous, bloody, and dirty game that was sowing chaos. Has daylight savings time got you tossing and turning?
Most states will turn back their clocks an hour on Sunday, November 6th, but daylight savings time is generating growing health concerns. Sleep disorder specialists at the Mayo Clinic say turning the clocks back and forth twice a year causes disruption in the brain's circadian rhythms. Researchers at Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital have found that in mice, disrupted sleep causes an increase in heart disease. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Appearing on MSNBC Friday night, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed Americans are truly facing an environment of fascism and the threat of returning to a very unique form of American apartheid because of white nationalists.
There is absolutely no doubt that the data shows that the vast majority of incidents of domestic terror come from white nationalism, and that we are really truly facing an environment of fascism in the United States of America.
Flu cases are rising in Central Florida, where Dr. Tim Hendricks said the increase began this past summer and will likely grow even steeper in coming weeks.
We are seeing less COVID-19, but we are still having some positive patients come into CentraCare. This is the time of year when we start seeing an increase in respiratory illnesses.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prayers for the Pelosis. That's what the second highest House Democrat, Congressman Steny Hoyer, Maryland, called for as he campaigned for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Wes Moore in his home state. Hoyer said he was not only saddened by the hammer attack on House Speaker Pelosi's husband in their San Francisco home Friday, but frightened for the nation's political future.
I want you to think of Paul Pelosi today. I want you to pray for Paul Pelosi today. I want you to pray for the safety of our Speaker, Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi.
New York City's Rockaway Beach in Queens is remembering how 10 years ago today the peninsula was engulfed by water from the ocean and Jamaica Bay from Superstorm Sandy. And although the Army Corps of Engineers has restructured the beaches to prevent swells from swallowing up the community again, the work is, some say, lopsided. Harishan Ramsaran is among them and says that if the engineers can't get to the bayside until 2025, Rockaway is ripe for flooding again.
I love the work they're doing on the ocean, don't get me wrong, but the problem is not only on the ocean. If you don't protect the bay, that water is going to come around.
The Los Angeles Lakers are off to a terrible start this season. LeBron James addresses the Lakers' fourth straight loss and struggles with limiting turnovers as a team.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a fine line between, you know, unforced turnovers and turnovers as you're being aggressive and trying to make plays happen. So, you know, we have some, that's quite a few unforced turnovers. Some of the aggressive ones I can be okay with, but we just got to do a better job of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.